今天证道的经文是罗马书八章十五到十七节。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。这是神的话语，阿们。
Thank you to those who have participated and served this morning in the service.
谢谢所有今天一起参与事工的同事们。
May the 1st, 2015 was a day that changed my life.
在2015年5月1日那一天，我的人生从此改变了。
For 2 years, my wife and I had gone through a long process of classes and interviews.
我和太太花了整整两年时间，经过漫长的面试、学习、审核的过程。
We wanted to adopt.
因为我们想要领养孩子。
The Lord had said to us these words.
主曾经将这些话语放在我心中。
As I welcomed you into my family, so you could welcome children to become family.
就像我欢迎你进入我的神家，你也要欢迎这些小孩子进入你自己的小家。
And May the 1st, 2015 was the day we first met our two children.
2015年5月1日是我和太太第一次见到这两个孩子的日子。
We drove to a house on Vancouver Island.
我们开车去了温哥华岛上的一个地方。
The house was a foster home.
就是那两个孩子的寄养家庭。
Behind the front door were two children we had never met before.
在那个房子里，两个没见过面的孩子就在那里等我们。
They were waiting for us to become mom and dad.
他们在等我和太太成为他们的爸爸妈妈。
We had traveled some distance.
我们开了很长的路。
I had drunk too much water.
我在路上又喝了太多水。
I needed to pee.
所以我非常需要上厕所。
As soon as we arrived, I asked to be shown to the bathroom.
一到那个家里，我马上就问厕所在哪里。
As I opened the bathroom door, suddenly the shower curtain was pulled back.
就在我打开厕所门的时候，突然浴帘拉开了。
A young boy dressed in t-shirt and jeans stood in the bathtub.
一个小男孩穿着 T 恤和牛仔裤就站在浴缸里。
With a gleam across his face and a twinkle in his eye, he said, "Hi."
他脸上带着笑，眼睛里闪闪发光。他对我说，你好 ，Hi.
And in that moment, I became a father.
就在那一刻，我成为了一个父亲。
Minutes later, I met the young boy's sister.
几分钟之后，我又见到了小男孩的妹妹。
So after nearly 27 years of marriage, Catherine and I were parents.
所以在结婚27年之后，我和 Catherine 终于为人父母。
Each day I give thanks to God that I am the father of these two children.
之后的每一天，我都感谢神，我可以做这两位孩子的父亲。
And each day God teaches me more about who He is as our heavenly Father.
在这个过程中，每一天我也更加的看清楚，神就是我们的天父。
Today on Father's Day, let me share with you some of the things that I have learned.
今天是父亲节，我想跟你们分享一些我自己的心得。
What I've learned about God's Father heart from Scripture.
就是我从经文里面学习到天父在我们身上的慈父心。
We begin with an amazing truth.
让我们先来看一个奇妙的事实。
Those who follow Jesus have been adopted by God.
就是凡是跟随耶稣的人，就是被神收养成为他儿女的人。
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 and 23 say that we have adoption to sonship.
罗马书八章十五和二十三节说到，我们得着了儿子的名分。
Now this is not sexist.
这个不是性别歧视哦。
In the ancient world, daughters were not entitled to the same benefits as sons.
因为在古代，女儿们是不能享有和儿子同等的权益。
So by calling every believer a son, Paul says that in relationship with God, women are daughters treated as equally as any son.
保罗在这里把每一个信徒都称为儿子，是因为当我们和神关系恢复以后，女人成为他的女儿，和儿子同等对待。
It's explicit in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 28.
在加拉太书三章二十六和二十八节就讲得非常清楚。
We are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:26 says.
二十六节说到，我们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
Yet there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ, as Galatians 3:28 says.
二十八节又说，并不分男人女人，因为我们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So there's the power of the gospel.
所以这就是福音的大能所在。
So what does it mean to be adopted by God?
那被神收养成为他的儿女到底是什么意思呢？
It means that we are chosen by God.
就是说我们是被神所拣选的。
Before we adopted, Catherine and I reviewed profiles of children in foster care in British Columbia.
在领养之前，我和太太 Catherine 看过很多寄养在卑诗省的小孩子的资料。
Then we heard how one boy and his sister wanted to be part of a Christian family.
然后我们就听说有一个小男孩和他的妹妹想成为基督徒家庭里的一份子。
The social worker had told the 10-year-old boy that this might not be possible.
社工告诉这个只有十岁的小男孩说这是很难实现的，不太可能。
She had asked him if he was willing to be adopted by a non-Christian family.
社工又问小男孩说，你愿不愿意被没有宗教信仰的家庭收养？
With some sadness, he said that he was.
小男孩很难过，很勉强地说，那就好吧。
But 30 minutes later, he told that social worker that he would not be adopted unless it was by a Christian family.
但是半小时之后，他又告诉社工说，他宁愿不要被收养，除非收养他的人是基督徒。
And when we heard this,We knew these are God's children for us.
当我们听到这些的时候，我们就知道这两个是神为我们预备的孩子。
So we chose them.
所以我们选择了他们。
We chose them even before they knew that we existed.
我们选择他们，即使在他们还不知道我和太太存在的时候。
To be adopted into God's family is to be chosen even before any one of us existed.
被神收养成为他的儿女，就是在我们出生存在在这个世界以前，已经被他拣选。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, For he, that's God the Father, chose us in him before the creation of the world.
以弗所书一章四节说到，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
God was looking at your profiles before the universe was formed.
在宇宙创立以前，神已经看过你我的资料。
And he chose you.
而且他拣选了你。
When we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we discover that we are chosen.
当我们接受耶稣基督信仰的时候，我们就发现我们是被神拣选的。
We are chosen as his daughters and sons.
我们被选成为他的儿子和女儿。
An unbreakable bond is formed when someone comes to Jesus Christ.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候，一个坚不可摧的联系就形成了。
We are brought into the most intimate of relationships.
我们被带进了一个最最亲密的关系之中。
Romans 8 verse 15 says that we receive the Holy Spirit.
罗马书八章十五节说，我们接受了圣灵。
So God's very presence invades our lives.
所以神的同在从此就介入了我们的生命当中。
What does that mean?
那这到底是什么意思呢？
In only three places in the New Testament do we find the phrase Abba, Father.
在整个新约里面只有三处提到阿爸父。
The first is in Mark chapter 14 verse 36.
第一处是马可福音的十四章三十六节。
Jesus knows he must go to the cross.
耶稣知道他马上就要被钉十字架。
He will suffer an horrific death.
他马上就要经历惨无人道的折磨和死刑。
And just hours before, he cries out to God.
就在那一切发生的几个小时前，他向神哭求。
If there's any other way, he cries.
他问神可不可以有其他的方法。
But Jesus knows that there is no other way to save you and me.
但是耶稣知道为了救你救我，别无他法。
And that's the moment when he calls God, Abba, Father.
就在这最无助的一刻，他向神呼喊：“阿爸，父。”
He can submit to God because he has this intimate relationship.
他愿意顺服神的旨意，因为他和神有最亲密的关系。
You see, no devout Jew would ever dream of calling God Abba Father.
即使是最虔诚的犹太人，都不敢奢望可以称呼这位至高神为阿爸。
Even our daddy cannot capture the intimacy of relationship that this phrase means.
即使我们语言当中爸爸这个字，也没有办法完全表达阿爸父这个词背后那种亲密的关系。
God has always been Father, Son, and Spirit.
神永远都是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
One who is three, three who is one.
这一位神有三个位格，是三位一体。
Jesus is the eternal Son of God.
耶稣是永生神的儿子。
Not created.
但他不是被造的。
The second person of the Trinity.
他是三位一体里面第二个位格。
And Abba Father is how this eternal relationship is expressed by the Son.
圣子耶稣就是用阿爸父来表明在三位一体里面他和神这种永恒亲密的关系。
To the Father.
对父来说。
Within the Trinity.
在三位一体里。
Abba Father is a moment when we glimpse the quality of love within the Trinity.
当我们呼喊阿爸父的时候，也让我们可以从三位一体里感受神是多么的爱我们。
There are three places in the New Testament where this phrase is used.
所以新约里一共有三处经文用到这个称呼。
Mark 14 verse 36 is the first.
刚才讲过，第一处是马可福音十四章三十六节。
And the phrase is on the lips of Jesus.
那个是由耶稣口中说出的。
In Romans 8 verse 15 and Galatians 4 verse 6, it is the privilege of those who receive Jesus as Lord to call him God in the same way.
罗马书八章十五节和加拉太书四章六节讲到，凡是接受耶稣为生命之主的信徒，也得到这个特权，这个独特的福分。
Do we understand this?
我们能真正明白这背后的意义吗？
We are invited to know God with the same intimacy Jesus has always had with his heavenly Father.
神邀请我们能够在这种亲密无间当中来认识神，就像耶稣认识神一样。
God has given us a relationship with himself through Christ like nothing else.
神借着耶稣基督让我们和他有同样亲密的关系。
God is Abba Father for us as well.
所以神也成为了我们的天父，我们的阿爸父。
So we have the promise of adoption by God.
所以我们已经得到应许。
We've been chosen by him.
我们被他拣选成为儿女。
And we participate in the most intimate of relationships with God.
我们可以和神有最亲密的交通。
We can call him Abba Father, just like Jesus.
我们可以像耶稣一样，也称呼神为我们的阿爸父。
And then we have the privilege of inheritance.
我们还享有儿女的特权，就是继承神的国。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says something that is amazing.
罗马书八章十七节提到很奇妙的一点。
It says that we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
经文说到我们是后嗣。就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
What God has shared with Jesus Christ is also shared with us.
所以凡是神和耶稣基督分享的，也会和我们分享。
So when Christ was raised from the dead, he ascended to the right hand of God the Father in glory.
当基督从死里复活以后，他在荣耀中升天，坐在神的右手边。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21 says that he is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
以弗所书一章二十一节说到，基督远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世，连来世的也都超过。
But we too, chosen by God,
而我们信徒也是被神拣选，
welcomed by his grace,
蒙恩得救，
having experienced his love at the cross,
亲身经历十架上的大爱，
we are invited to sit with him,
被邀请来与神同坐，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus."
以弗所书二章六节说到，神又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Why would God do this?
神为什么要这么做呢？
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7 says, "In order that in the coming ages he might have the privilege," so we might have the privilege, forgive me, I'm misreading here, all right, let's back up. Ephesians 2 verse 7 says, "In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus."
在接下来第七节就说到，神要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
So we have the privilege of knowing God as Father, because through us he reveals his everlasting love.
所以我们信徒有这个特权，可以认识神，就好像父亲一样，因为我们身上神显明了他永恒的爱。
So we become the display of his love.
所以我们信徒就是在世间神爱的彰显。
What a privilege.
这是何等大的福分。
For some today, hearing these words are difficult.
有些人可能觉得今天这些话很难接受。
Maybe you have never known your father.
有些人可能从来没有见过自己的父亲。
Or you've only known pain and hurt from your father.
或者一想起父亲就是很多难过伤痛的回忆。
Or maybe you are a father and you feel a failure.
或者你自己已经成为父亲，但是你觉得作为父亲很失败。
Those of us who are fathers know we want to do more.
我们这里已经做父亲的都知道，其实我们心里总是想做的更多更好。
More to love our wives.
更多的来爱我们的太太。
More to love our children.
更好的来爱我们的子女。
Whoever you are.
不论你是谁。
Whatever the past.
你的过去如何。
However great the pain.
你的伤痛有多深？
Let us all agree to this.
让我们都一起来承认一个事实。
We are desperate to know the pure love of our Heavenly Father.
我们每个人都极度的需要渴望天父给我们的那种最纯粹的爱。
And through Jesus, the way to God the Father is open.
而通过耶稣，那条通往天父的道路已经打开。
The sin that we have suffered.
那些让我们遭受痛苦的罪恶，
the sin that we have committed,
我们犯下的罪行，
the sin that still holds us can be forgiven,
还捆绑我们的罪孽，所有这一切都可以被赦免。
Romans 8 verse 3 says, "Our ways of trying to be right with God fail."
罗马书八章三节说到，我们靠自己的肉体和努力想和神和好是做不到的。
But by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man,God brought us into relationship with himself.
但是神差遣自己的儿子成为最深的形象，只有这样神可以恢复我们和他的关系。
Jesus was a sin offering.
因为耶稣替我们做了赎罪祭。
The cross of Jesus is where we confess.
在耶稣被钉的十字架下我们忏悔悔改。
Where we are forgiven.
在十字架上我们的罪被赦免。
And where we find life.
在十字架上我们找到了新的生命。
The cross of Jesus is where the Father's love for you and me is seen.
耶稣代替我们被钉在十字架上，神对你对我的爱就在此显明了。
Because of the cross, we can say, Abba, Father.
因为十字架，我们可以向神呼喊，阿爸，父亲。
Bill Kane is a pastor.
Bill Kane 是一位牧师。
Some years ago, Bill took a break from his ministry to care for his father.
几年前，他暂时离开了他的事工，去照顾他的父亲。
His father had cancer and did not have long to live.
因为他的父亲得了癌症，日子不多了。
He was dependent on Bill to do everything.
他所有的衣食起居都要靠 Bill 来照顾。
The roles had reversed.
所以父亲和儿子的角色兑换了。
Now Bill put his father to bed and read to him as his father fell asleep.
所以现在是 Bill 每天送父亲上床，在床边为他读书，直到他睡着。
just as his father had done when Bill was a child.
就像小时候父亲为他做的一样。
Each evening, Bill would read to his dad.
每天晚上他都坐在床边给他父亲读书。
And his father would lie there, staring at his son, smiling.
他父亲就躺在床上微笑地看着儿子。
Often, Bill was exhausted from the day's care.
很多时候 Bill 因为照顾父亲已经很累了。
And he would plead with his father.
所以他就跟他父亲商量说，
Look, here's the idea. I read to you, you fall asleep.
他说，爸爸，这样我给你念书的时候，你把眼睛闭上，赶快睡着，好不好？
And Bill's father would close his eyes.
他爸爸就会把眼睛闭上。
But a few minutes later, Bill's father would pop one eye open and smile at his son.
但是很快他爸爸就会睁开一只眼睛，还是看着他的儿子。
Bill would catch him and whine.
每次看到这时候，看到这样的时候 ，Bill 就会说
，Now come on, Dad.
他说，爸爸，拜托，赶快睡吧。
His father would again oblige until he couldn't anymore.
然后他爸爸就会把眼睛再闭上。
And then the other eye would open to catch a glimpse of his son.
但很快他又睁开另一只眼睛看着他的儿子。
This went on and on for some time each night.
所以每天晚上都要这样来来回回好几次。
It was only after his father's death that Bill realized what was going on.
一直是直到他父亲去世以后 ，Bill 才真正明白是怎么回事。
Bill said that the evening ritual was really the story of a father who could not take his eyes off his child.
Bill 才明白，每天晚上这样来来回回，是因为父亲没有办法把眼睛从自己儿子身上挪开。
To be a Christian means your heavenly Father has chosen you.
成为基督徒意味着天父已经拣选了你。
To be a Christian means your heavenly Father has brought you into His family.
成为基督徒意味着天父已经让你成为神家里的一员。
You can call Him Abba, Father.
从此你可以叫神为阿爸，父亲。
To be a Christian means your heavenly Father bestows you with the greatest honor.
成为基督徒意味着天父赐给了你无上尊荣。
A co-heir with Christ.
就是与耶稣同坐后嗣。
And all this is possible because on the cross, Jesus died for you.
所有这一切可以实现，都是因为耶稣基督为我们在十字架上舍命。
This morning, the way is open for us to know Him.
今天早上，这条认识神的道路已经为我们开通。
He is a father who cannot take his eyes off you, his child.
天父在你身上，在你他的眼目在你身上也是没有办法挪开的。
May the Lord bless you this Father's Day.
愿神大大的祝福你在这个父亲节。
At the end of the service, there is always opportunity to receive prayer.
在敬拜结束以后，我们会有专人在前面为你祷告，如果你需要的话。
There are those here who will gladly pray with you.
我们有专人为你祷告，所以如果需要，请上前来。
But we're going to sing a final hymn.
我们接下来再以一首诗歌回应神。
Thank you, Pastor Lee.
谢谢李牧师。